Your Money Briefing. Money and Market Stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. The labor participation rate among prime-age workers in the U.S. lags behind 34 other developed countries, and one of the primary reasons is very troubling. We'll have more details in a moment. First, these money headlines. The Wall Street Journal Mansion team reports some real estate professionals are beginning to see early signs of an exodus to low-tax states. New tax rules that cap deductions of state and local taxes are having a disproportionate effect on taxpayers who live in states with high income taxes and property taxes. For example, a director of luxury sales at Douglas Elliman Real Estate in Palm Beach tells Mansion he has seen a significant increase in the number of clients who want to purchase in Palm Beach and establish residency in Florida. Before the new tax rules, taxpayers in most cases who itemized could write off an unlimited amount of state and local taxes. Now those deductions are capped at $10,000. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal Careers and Management team reports that more MBA graduates are choosing jobs in technology and consulting even as banks jack up starting salaries. A study by the Wall Street Journal of 6 years of data shows the number of full-time MBAs from the top 10 business schools accepting jobs at financial services firms dropped between 2012 and 2017 from 36% to 26%. And U.S. worker productivity rose more slowly than originally estimated in the first 3 months of 2018, while labor costs grew at a slightly faster rate. And that's seen as a potential headwind to stronger economic growth going forward. Productivity dropped 1.2% in the manufacturing sector in the first quarter. That's versus an earlier estimate of 0.5% growth. Rising unit labor costs are viewed by many economists as a precursor to stronger inflation. If the cost of production rises, firms may have to raise prices to maintain profit margins. And productivity is the key factor of an economy's long-term health and prosperity, and productivity gains are key to a company's profit margins. Without stronger productivity, achieving the 3% growth rate President Trump has set as a goal can be more difficult to achieve, especially as a tight labor market makes finding workers more difficult for employers. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
Welcome back, everybody. At 3.8%, the U.S. unemployment rate is at a historically low level. But when you look beyond the simple percentage, a troubling picture emerges. The share of prime-age workers holding or seeking jobs lags well behind 34 other developed countries. And Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Cheney is here to discuss. So, Sarah, how do we define the prime-age labor participation rate?
So the prime-age labor force participation rate is just the share of workers ages 25 to 54 who either have jobs or are seeking jobs.
And that's different from the general labor participation rate that's reported with the unemployment rate.
Right. So the general labor force participation rate doesn't have sort of that age limitation. So the labor force participation rate is the share of all workers who either have jobs or are looking for jobs.
And the troubling factor here that emerged from tracking these numbers is the effect of the nation's opioid crisis?
Yes. So basically what we've seen over the past couple of decades is that both the labor force participation rate and the prime age labor force participation rate have been falling. And this has been pretty puzzling for economists, especially given kind of where we are in the economic cycle with the expansion kind of humming along. And this OECD report shows that the labor force participation rate for prime age workers in the U.S. in the fourth quarter was 80.7%, and this is really lagging behind other OECD nations that had a combined rate of 85.5%. And so in the report, there are several different factors that are explored in terms of what's holding down the prime age participation rate. The opioid crisis is one of those factors. Basically, they established this connection between the usage of opioid drugs and labor market conditions. And by that, I mean that prescription rates for opioids are generally higher where labor force participation rates are lower. It's important to note, though, that it's really difficult to establish firm causality because some of these areas were doing pretty poorly from a labor market standpoint even before we started having this drop in labor force participation.
And the OECD we're talking about is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And while the opioid crisis has taken on a spotlight in recent years, you cite a study in your Wall Street Journal story that indicates the impact actually goes back as far as 1999.
So death rates have surged really over the past decade or so as opioids have become really more widely available. I cite this study by Princeton University economist Alan Krueger, who found that there was an increase in opioid prescriptions between 1999 and 2015, and that may have accounted for about 20% of the decline in workforce participation among men in that prime age range.
And another troubling factor here is that while opioid use has really allowed this prime age labor participation rate to take a hit, the opioid use can really impact someone's hiring down the line.
Opioid addiction can lead to lots of different outcomes in a person's life, including things like criminality. And the impact of having a felony record can reduce your ability as a worker to get a job. And the study points that out.
All right. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Chaney joining us from our Washington Bureau. Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.